brother, without you, it's going to be a mess. But with you, as the mouth opens, I ask that you would fill it so that your plan would unfold for every heart that's here for the balance of this year. I give you praise, Father, for what you're about to do in 2011. And I look forward to what you're showing at the moment. I want you to remember that our God is a sovereign Father. And when he says something is completed and done, he means it's done. We have a tendency to look at circumstances, and when we look at circumstances, we get drawn into all kinds of other things. So I'm going to take you to the book of Galatians. So if you'll break open your Bible, if you brought it with you. Galatians is kind of a neat book because it's Paul, an apostle, sent not from men, nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brothers with me. And if notice, that second part of verse 2, it says to the churches in Galatia. And I want to kind of want you to realize the intensity of this letter when you fall into all kinds of questions. I want you to take a peek at verse 16 of chapter 2. And I will come back to that a little later on. But I want you to take a peek at that one. It says, verse 16, "Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ, and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified." Now, what am I trying to come to? I'm trying to tell you that if you try to be holy, you're going to just get full of holes. Because your efforts are carnal. They're of the flesh. And the church has a tendency to put guilt on people. And when they put guilt on people, all it does is bring you down. When it tears you down, it takes the Word of God, which, by the way, that sword, it takes the Word of God to separate the truth from your feelings. How many have done something stupid in the past week? Just one thing, stupid. Literally stupid. Thank you. I'm so glad I'm not alone. Because I did quite a few. But at the moment you do something stupid, it doesn't make you stupid. It just shows you how vulnerable you are to follow old patterns. And those old patterns are part of your flesh. They're not part of your spirit. And if you start beating yourself up, tell me what happens. What happens when you start beating yourself up?
It actually strengthens the flesh.
It strengthens the flesh. Okay, what else does it do? It confirms how dumb you are. How hopeless you are. And what is the automatic result? Starts depressing you. And then you start looking at the problem. And the poor me's come right around the corner. And they're right there next to you. Amen? Amen. You haven't even gotten 10 feet from your circumstance. And now you're already feeling ugh. Alright? So how do you get free? Do you get free by looking at the problem? Or do you get free by looking at what Jesus did for you? And declare that it's by faith that your freedom will come. If you declare that it's by faith, the emotions are going to get a real wake-up call. And at that point, you're going to have to make a decision. Am I holy because of my actions? Or am I holy because of what Jesus did for me? Which one makes me holy? My stupidity definitely qualifies me for what? What does it qualify me for? Huh? It qualifies me for depression, hopelessness and despair, adding to the insult. Now I'm having an emotional problem. Amen? Instead of a victory that should come by the sword of the Spirit. And the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. The Word of God is very clear on this verse. It says, again, I want you to kind of really listen to what it's really saying. Know that a man is not justified by observing the law. Thou shalt not kill. Well, I had a real bad driver in front of me and I wanted to kill. And I was angry. So therefore, I'm a sinner. Because I wanted to jump him off the road and teach him a lesson. Can anybody relate? Or the guy that steals your parking place after you've waited for almost 10 minutes. And they slip in. And you are left holding the bag. And you've had your arrow going. Come on. I mean, come on. You guys must be. And you know that God had prepared it for you, but they steal right in front of you. And what happens? You get the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, and all the stuff. And you might even have a few bad words come out of your heart. Please tell me you're human. Because otherwise that means that I am totally human and I'm the only one here. But I am totally human and I do react. But by faith in Jesus Christ, my salvation is justified. I'm justified by His blood. Romans 5:9. I'm justified by faith in Him, not in me. Because in me, there is all kinds of stuff still hanging out. But in Him within me, I have peace beyond and I have the shalom of God. Everything is supplied according to His riches and glory. And not by my actions am I now crucifying myself. Because who is the real dummy when you start crucifying yourself?
You.
Thank you. So what have you done? You've trusted in your own efforts. When you trust in your own efforts, you're going to produce what? What are you going to produce?
Chaos.
A lot of hay? Huh?
Chaos.
Chaos. Thank you. But if you trust in His ability to take you through, you are now a man of faith, which qualifies you for an inheritance. Amen? Again, know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith. Say, I'm justified by
faith.
Try it again.
Justified by faith.
Look at your neighbor. Say, you're justified.
You're justified.
By faith.
By faith.
In Christ.
In Christ.
And not by observing the law. Is that what's written in your Bible, by the way? Or is mine a misprint? Okay. So it's the truth, right? So if you're on your knees and now you're saying, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Lord. I just goofed. I should have never opened my mouth. Oh my God, I've ruined my whole week. And you walk around in depression for as long as you want. Until somebody comes along with the Word of God and kicks you good. I mean, you know, sometimes you need a good kick. And it's got to be God's Word, because if it's not God's Word, it's not going to kick you back on track. You'll stay off track. And someone will be hired by the enemy to come and tell you how ugly you are. How many have had prophecies that pulled them right down under the rug? I got news for you. The prophets of Baal are still around. I needed an amen.
Amen.
The prophets of Baal are gloom and doom, and they are always going to tell you that you're not anything that's worthwhile. You are absolutely useless, and you should just give up and lay down on the ground, cut yourself open, not eat for 3 months, and get yourself holy. If you want to be in the real church. Well, come on now. If I want to be in the real church of Jesus Christ, what am I going to find? I'm going to find love, peace, magic, tricks. Yes or no?
No.
Well, I'm going to find love and peace in what? Compassion, mercy, grace, healing, forgiveness, and what else?
Joy.
Joy unspeakable. You forgot faith. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is substance that you can touch and you can feel it. When it's around, you can feel it. Somebody prays with you and there's faith for you, you can detect, my God, there's hope for me. But the law used by an individual to pray an individual in or out of something, the law will bring what? All kinds of condemnation. And you're going to walk away and you're going to say, I don't know, but that prayer was weird. Can anybody? Has anybody tasted what I'm talking about? Put your hand up if you've tasted it. Thank you. You understand now. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the one that is going to justify you by faith. The one that is going to declare that the blood of Jesus already washed your sins away. The one that says you're justified because of his great mercy and love. And makes you holy before men and before God. And yes, you will irritate the enemy.
Amen.
All right. I want you to skip to verse 1 of chapter 3. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Notice it's called bewitched because there's some that are full of tricks. Amen? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish after beginning with the Spirit? Are you now trying to attain your goal by human efforts? Have you suffered so much for nothing? If it really was for nothing, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard? If you believe what you heard, you're going to go back and remind yourself, it's by faith I came into the kingdom. It's by faith that I'm justified. And it's by His blood that I have been justified through the courts of heaven. And there's no more condemnation on me. Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
It doesn't say next week there's no condemnation. It says now. Whenever that now is needed. So if you use that sword, you'll puncture the darkness and your peace will restore whatever's happening inside your body and inside your mind and inside your emotions. Verse 6, consider Abraham. He believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. So are you a child of Abraham by believing God's word, or are you a child of flesh believing your emotions? Abraham got what? A brand new body that was literally dead. His wife was totally restored because he believed, not because she believed, But he believed. Say, I'm a majority of one.
Majority of one.
Because the Holy Ghost is in me. So my partner can be changed. If I believe. Hallelujah. Well, is it true? Did she believe or did she giggle? She giggled. Yeah, right. Now I'm going to have a baby at 90. Yeah, right. And then, of course, the Lord said, why did your wife laugh? And, of course, what did she say? I didn't laugh. Now, I'm not picking on the women, because I've seen men do the same thing. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. Are your blessings coming through your own abilities or through what Abraham believed for? What he believed for is still operating in the earth right now. Hasn't stopped. So, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So tell your neighbor, say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Because I am with Abraham.
Because I'm with Abraham.
The man of faith.
The man of faith.
Not the man of the law.
Not the man of the law.
But the man of faith.
The man of faith.
I can feel the heaviness started to lift. Verse 10. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. Hoo-hoo! You want to try that one on for size? It's God's word, isn't it? Try it on for size. Say it includes me.
It includes me.
All who rely on observing the law.
All who rely on observing the law.
Including me.
Including me.
Are under a curse. I'm coming out tonight. I don't like living under a curse.
I don't like living under a curse.
Especially with my own doing. So how holy are you? Are you holy because of what you do? Or are you holy because of what he said he did for you? See, that's where the rubber meets the road. Who will come and condemn you, Romans 8? Is it Jesus Christ that's going to condemn you? While you're condemning yourself, tell me how well you feel. All your emotions are going to be upside down. Verse 10 again, all who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. Now, how about that righteousness? How'd you get it?
A gift.
A gift from God. How'd you get your salvation?
A gift.
How'd you get your healing?
A gift.
Oh, did you have to work for it?
No.
Did he do it all?
Yes.
Did he take your guilt?
Yes.
Did he take your condemnation?
Yes.
Did he take all of your insults? I really believe you've got enough. I'd like to go on, but I'm getting a check in my spirit. If you want to go further, take your Bible and study a little more, because there's more. But I really believe you've got enough. I really believe you have ammunition. Remember, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Capable of setting you free from the condemning words that you even speak about yourself. James chapter 3 says the power of life and death is on your mouth. I heard one person tell me today, that they are speaking life and peace into their home. An action of faith will produce mighty signs and wonders. Speaking peace to your home, what's going to happen to it?
Peace.
The spirit of peace is going to rule. It's up to your mouth. If your wallet is having a problem, speak prosperity. If you're in need of anything, remember the man of faith spoke what God told him to speak, and the supply came. Father, I thank you now for this word, and I thank you that you will just magnify it to those that want to use it as a tool to come to life. I give you praise for this in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other.